What up, people? It's your boy Skeet, along with the homie Big Sexy. And today we're coming at you with something we're going to try and keep interesting for you, but in actuality, it might just be that damn boring because it's just.
Well, I don't know. The last time we did the most boring show ever, a lot of people said it was one of our best shows that we ever did. Remember, we got that comment that said that we don't give ourselves enough credit. Remember
we
that
underestimated.
Shit?
We underestimated. We underestimated our. Whatever.
I hit him back. Like, if anybody gives us enough credit, it's us.
That's real, though. That's real.
But yeah, anyways, yeah, in case you haven't realized, this is the most boring episode ever, part two.
Part two. Dose.
Yeah. Last time it wasn't boring at all, though.
Most boring do.
Surprisingly, we're funny. I mean, who knew?
Yeah.
Who knew? I mean, maybe we should have our own radio show.
Yeah.
Go figure.
Yeah, I got some moments.
Last time we talked about the upcoming election. But now, 2 months later.
Barack won, bitches.
Yeah. The black guy's in the office.
Woohoo! Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And did y'all know, remember, you know, we had that argument and Big Sexy was all in this McCain bandwagon.
Yeah.
And he was repping McCain. McCain's going to do it. McCain's going to do it.
My man. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No.
60 more years. We're 60 drilling. More years. We're drilling in this bitch.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to gloat because I don't want to make.
What the fuck was that?
You know what I'm saying? I don't want to make a lot of people out there mad, you know.
Yeah. Well, not a lot of people because he got his ass whooped.
Yeah, he did get his ass whooped.
There aren't a lot of people there because they care.
Research the episode. Your boy called it. I mean, but you know, hey.
Who didn't call it? Come on, keep it real. Who didn't call it?
Yeah, it's not like it was a hard call, to be honest.
The thing that I'm tripping on now is like hearing all the people in the media, like celebrities and stuff. And like I told you the other day, I heard Arsenio Hall on the radio like, yeah, now that we're in office.
That's funny.
Like, oh.
That's funny. That is funny.
Shut the fuck up. So yeah, it smells like barbecue on Pennsylvania Avenue.
You know, but he ain't coming at it like that. He's a comedian, dog. He really is a comedian.
Yeah, that shit is funny too. Go figure. Arsenio Hall's still funny. Go figure.
Yeah, he ain't really trying to be like that. He's just trying to be funny.
Arsenio Hall is still funny, folks. Go figure. Yeah. And David Allen Greer's still funny too. Go figure with that too.
Shit.
Chocolate News.
After
check it out.
All these years.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, so yeah, as a black man.
Oh,
let me ask you a serious question. You ready? As a black
you
man.
You believe this shit? All my black folks out there listening. Yeah.
Both
right.
of you?
Yeah.
Hey, Ronnie. No, seriously. As a black man,
all right, we're going to get serious. Here we go.
This is the most boring show ever. Of course we're asking serious questions.
All right, here we go.
As a black man. Does it mean more to you that it's a black dude or?
You know what?
You talk all.
In all honesty, all right, Big Sexy leaving the room, and then I got to come and tell y'all everything. But in all honesty, I don't know what it feels like to everybody else, but to me, it's some good shit. It really is some good shit. It feels good. Like, yeah, there we go. Somebody done made it, and somebody's not made it and not playing basketball. Somebody's made it. They're not doing anything bullshit. You know what I'm saying? They made it. They're not dancing for the white man. You know, hey, you know. That feels good. That feels good. You know.
Did you hear that Barack wants to put a basketball court at the White House?
That's the dopest shit I've ever heard.
That's the funniest.
This is the thing. That's just him like, you know, he's like, I'm removed. He's like, I'm a little removed. But let me let y'all know.
I heard that with Arsenio Hall on the radio. The same thing. Told him that. He's like, yeah, did you hear that? Did you hear that he wants to put a basketball court at the White House? He's like, no, Barack. No, not yet. Not yet. Yeah, slow down. Not yet.
Barack's
not even in office yet.
Barack's like, he's a little removed. He's a little removed because, you know, he's still bruh, but he ain't came up
he's
like
still
most.
Barack?
He still ain't came up like most bruhs did, you know. Motherfucker went to Harvard.
Half of them did.
Yeah. Motherfucker went to Harvard and shit, you know, the top of his class and all this shit. But, you know, he wants to. I'm sure he's got to let everybody know, like, you know, he's still got the roots, you know what I mean? So it's like, I don't know how he's going to do it, but, you know, I don't think a basketball court in the White House.
Dude, there's
is
a jizz buzzle, a jizz bubble on my bottle.
Hey, man, I don't know where you get your beer from. Shit.
Got it from the same place you got your beer from.
Right, whatever. Mine ain't got no jizz bubble.
Taste
it.
Anyways, yeah.
Yeah, but anyway.
Yeah, sorry.
Y'all thought this was going to be a boring show. We're going to be a boring show. We're going to keep it. This is.
Stop being so funny.
I wasn't.
Big Sexy. I know. I'm sorry. Yeah, I apologize. It's natural.
But yeah.
I'm the truth. I'm sorry. So, yeah, but okay. Barack Obama. I mean, I'm just tripping on how many people are coming out saying, oh, things are going to be so different now. Things are going to change. I can't wait for this and this and this. It's like. Is shit really going to change that much?
Not that much.
Is it really? I mean, are the real people like, going to notice it, even if it does change? You know what I mean?
And so many people, you know what the best Well, you know what? Let me put it like this, man. I'm just glad, and I don't care what anybody has to say about this, man. Personally, I'm just glad Bush is out of office.
Yeah.
I'm glad. Not saying that I would have been happy if McCain. I damn sure wouldn't have been happy if McCain was in office.
Yeah, because he's George Bush Jr., basically.
But, you know, more for the fact that everybody's like, oh, Skeet, man, you're just being biased because Barack Obama's black and you're just happy to see a black man. Yes, I am, bitches. Yeah. But, you know, for the most part, I'm happy to see Bush leave, and whether
and have a Democrat in office finally.
Yeah. And if Barack was a, you know, if he was a white dude, I could care less, as long as he ain't coming with the same type of shit that's been fucking us over for the last couple of years.
And you know, you guys out there, everybody, and us included, everybody's talking about, oh, it's change, it's about time for change. I mean, the whole House of Representatives and senators and stuff, they're all Democrats now too. So you want to change, you're gonna get a lot of change.
Oh yeah, that's gonna be a
so I mean, if shit's still shitty, I mean, you ain't got no way to you know, to yell at anymore, because everybody's a Democrat in office now. So
yeah,
you got it. So I mean, we'll see if shit changes.
Yeah, register as an independent if you all about, you know,
go vote for Ralph Nader. Yeah, his bitch ass.
Yeah, shit.
Did you hear what Ralph Nader said?
No,
about
no, I didn't.
Barack Obama.
He said some with a chicken reference or some bullshit.
No, even worse.
Oh, I'm not surprised.
He said Barack Obama had the chance to either be Uncle Sam or an Uncle Tom.
Like, he really knows, dog.
But
you know what?
I can't believe he said that shit.
You know what?
He said that shit the day after he got elected.
You know what?
The day after he got elected.
You know what? That's hater shit, though, dog. That's,
oh, yeah.
That's mad
totally.
Hater shit, dog.
Ralph Nader has ran for president the last three times.
And just been coming up mad short.
Never close.
So that's his fault, dog. That's his fault. I mean, that's not even... Dog, that's just... You know what? You just got to recognize some point where you're like, man, you know what? I'm not... Nah, man. You got to figure... You got to just say fuck it, dog. Just
yeah, that's fuck bad, it. Though. That's bad.
No, I mean, but... Comments like that, you know, let's say he run again.
Yeah, he definitely will run again.
Yeah, he's on an island. Basically, he's on an island by himself.
Yeah.
And he's on an island by himself. And if y'all don't think he's on an island by himself, he's got a couple of supporters. And that island is probably about as... That island is shit, man.
It's shrinking and shrinking. Yeah,
it's getting
with comments
smaller,
like that,
and smaller.
I mean, you can't be a Ralph Nader supporter and agree with that. That's retarded.
Yeah, that's... Shit,
I mean,
man.
To an extent, though, it's funny as hell. Because you got to give him props for just having the balls.
Nah, man, I don't even want to give him the ball. The props. I think he's just stupid for saying something like that.
That's it's retarded. But like the next day, really? The next day, he's not even the president yet.
That's like that's like the old boy talking about chicken with Tiger Woods and shit.
Yeah.
Like,
that's
man,
exactly
for real,
what that is.
Like that's the only thing you got left to say up there.
But with
shit?
That
like,
guy, I mean, with that guy, to an extent, you'd almost expect it though, because he's that Southern dude from the South raised like that. But Ralph Nader's like some billionaire dude who's up in higher society. He's really going to talk like
don't
that?
Matter, man, it really don't matter. I'm going to tell y'all, each and every one of y'all out there, every single one of y'all got hater tendencies. I got hater tendencies, man.
Except
y'all,
me.
And I ain't afraid not to tell me. Y'all that shit.
I never hated on anyone
in my
life.
Afraid to tell y'all that shit. I got hater tendencies too, but...
I don't hate on anybody.
It's just, you know, you try your
nice
best
guy.
Not to... Yeah. You should see this motherfucker. Just go back to some of the shit he said to me.
Yeah, I know.
You know, but everybody got hater tendencies, man. You just try not to... You just try to have your moments few and far in between, you know?
Yeah. Good luck, shit.
Yeah.
We put out 3 episodes a week.
Some of y'all motherfuckers are just better at expressing your hater tendencies than others.
Yeah. Or like they hide it so much that when they come out with something, it's always a doozy.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like this Ralph Nader shit.
Yeah,
you don't hear him say anything like that. Now all of a sudden he's a fucking Uncle Tom. Like,
he just natered us. Yeah.
God damn.
We're gonna turn this fucker into an adjective.
This shit's been building.
Yeah, he just got natered.
Yeah, okay, so let's change the topic. Kinda.
All right.
Let's stick with the government a little bit. Last time we talked about the government bailout of the banks in the financial industry.
Right.
Now we're looking at the government getting asked to bail out the automotive industry.
Well, on one hand, your boy Skeet thinks, you know what?
You drive an American car.
I do. On one hand, your boy's like, you know, don't let the American, you know, companies just go under like that. On the other hand, I'm like, you know what? You're putting money into a dinosaur. Because,
we're about to argue on this. People.
Yeah. No, hold on.
Like,
you got to look at it from both sides.
Ahead,
because, look, the American car companies knew damn well, like, a couple years back when they had the chance, they could start building more fuel-efficient cars. But they were like, no, you know what? We're not going to build more fuel-efficient cars. What we're going to do, we're going to stick to the big, you know, gas-guzzling, you know, hey, we're dependent on Bush to drill more. We're going to be getting this oil and all this stuff. Our shit is going to sell. Meanwhile, Toyota, y'all don't have to get mad at me. Y'all can get mad at me for saying it, but guess what? I still drive an American car. What's in your driveway, pimp?
Yeah.
So that's just the way it is.
Look at you getting all serious.
Hey, man, I thought this was supposed to be a boring show. I'll tell you, don't let Skeet. Don't
yelling at me.
I know y'all hear me drink a lot, and y'all hear me, man, but trust me, my game is on point.
That goes off for radio, both of us. I can only imagine what these people think about us.
Yeah, I can give a shit. But what I'm saying, off radio, dog, off radio, trust me, I take care of my business. I am, you know, I am not the 100%.
You made a really good point right there, too, because, I mean, the leader in what's called like fuel efficient cars was GM back in the day and Ford.
Mm-hmm.
They were the ones who were behind the electric car, 100% behind the electric car. But they got pressured by the oil industry to, you know, to chill out.
And they sold out.
And they sold out. They and did they 100%.
So look, basically and on real, this is why I'm looking at it. I'm like, man, basically they sold out the country to get a bigger paycheck.
Yeah.
They sold out the automotive workers to get a bigger paycheck from the oil companies. And all of a sudden now they're like, oh, man, you got to bail us out. Come on, America. Y'all got to bail us out. Y'all got to bail us out. Meanwhile, all these motherfuckers have lost jobs and y'all motherfuckers knew better. Y'all knew better economically and, you know, as far as like, all right, we're going to buy these Toyotas. We're going to buy these hybrids. We're going to buy these because y'all knew better. Y'all knew better. But now they're trying to flip the script on y'all and say, OK, well, you know what? We need this to bail out. We need this money. We need this money. We need this money. And it's just a fucking vicious game, man. I mean, don't get me wrong. I respect the name Ford. I respect the fact that it's an American company. But at the same time, man, I ain't no fucking fool. I saw what happened. And I drink on that, bitches. What? Yeah.
I agree with everything you just said. The only thing that like has me kind of like on the fence about it is that like these are American icons.
Yeah, they are.
You know what I mean? Like the names, like... Like, GM goes under, so we're never going to see another Cadillac? We're never going to see another Camaro?
Hey, man, look, let me put it like this. Cadillac came so correct the last, what, 40 years?
We're never going to see another Corvette?
They done came so correct, I don't care if I see another one, in all honesty. Because my favorite Cadillac is not the Escalade any fucking way.
Yeah, oh, come on.
So, let's just be real about it. You know, a classic is a classic. And it's probably going to look shitty.
No, the Bumblebee one from Transformers.
Yeah, I wasn't really feeling that.
I liked it.
It was all right. But
okay, well, what about the next year? That could have been nice.
Man,
there's not going to be any more, no more Mustangs.
That's going to hurt.
You know what I'm saying?
That's going to hurt.
No more Dodge Vipers.
It's going to hurt.
I'm just saying, you know, it's an American icon. It's like, this is where the car was invented. In America.
Yeah.
Henry Ford built that shit. I mean, come on.
It's not up to us. Look, my opinion, your opinion at the end of the day.
That's the only reason I'm on the fence, though.
Yeah, but my opinion, your opinion at the end of the day is going to be up to the American consumers. And right now, everybody wants hybrids.
Actually, it's not even up to them anymore. The shit is done. They're going out of business.
Yeah.
Unless they get bailed out before this shit's going out of business.
And let's be real about it. Let's be real about it. I'm going to go as far as to say they're going to get bailed out.
I don't know. I don't think they are. They've already been talking about it in Congress and everything. And all the Republicans that are in office right now, currently, as of November 15th or whatever, all the Republicans, they don't want to bail them out. They don't care.
And I don't think they should. I mean,
But then Barack Obama and all the Democrats that are coming in, they're down to do it. But the automotive industry, all the big three companies, they don't think they'll last until January 20th.
You know what it is, man? It's jobs, man. It's jobs. The economy is shitty. They need the fucking jobs.
They spend like $3.5 million a day each keeping their business going. Man. Keeping their business. Do you know how many jobs are going to be lost from this shit?
Yeah,
not just the factories and all the parts, but like what about the parts, the secondary parts market?
Yeah.
All the people who make like the leather for the seats and shit. What about the dealerships?
Doug,
you have to go out of business. Millions of people are going to lose their jobs.
Yeah. I get it. Trust me. I get it. But at the same time, we'll see what happens, man. Because, I mean, like, my one vote ain't gonna sway shit.
Plus, it's, I mean, when you think about it, too, devil's advocate, I'm saying it's only $25 billion. I know how stupid that sounds. But, I mean, when you look at the banks and stuff, they wanted fucking $800 billion and shit.
And they got that shit.
Well,
they got like,
enough, yeah. But I mean, this is only 25.
And they still don't want to give that shit out. Let's not talk about that, but yeah. they still don't want to give that shit. It's like, all right, we got it here. Let's give these to some them motherfuckers right there. Dude.
Yeah. But I'm saying it's only 25. And if they could seemingly afford 800 or whatever, then you figure 25 billion.
You got any John Lennon in here, man? I mean, since we all getting on this serious tip and shit, man, like for real?
Unfortunately, no, I don't.
Oh, this motherfucker wouldn't either.
Yeah.
Think what you want about Skeet.
He's only on his second beer, that's why. Yeah, last time we did the most boring show ever, we were 100% sober. Yeah. This time...
I'm drinking and I don't
care. This time
we're
three beers in. I'm three beers in, he's two beers in, and I pulled another one out for him, but I'm about to grab it in a minute.
You ain't gonna do shit.
He's still, like, babysitting. I don't know why he's babysitting. It's only 4:40 in the afternoon. Let's tell the date. Today is Saturday. Yeah.
Let's talk about everything that's
happening. That's what I'm saying. Today is Saturday, November 15th.
Let's talk about...
We're in California.
Burn it.
And we're under attack.
Yes.
We're under attack.
We're under ash right now.
Literally where we are at in California, the South Los Angeles beach area, literally all the way around us is on fire. Sylmar, Simi Valley.
Come on, man. We got to have the right song for this. We didn't start Hotel the fire. Look at you. It was always burning since the world turned. It's some...
Yeah, you don't even know who sings it. Yeah. It's Billy Joel. Yeah. You don't even know that. See? Anyways, we're on fire. We're on fire. Sylmar, Simi Valley, Corona, Anaheim Hills, Palos Verdes, which is like fucking a stone's throw away.
Man, let me put it like this. Driving over here to our plush, luscious studio.
Yeah.
In the middle of fire.
Ash.
Yeah.
It's raining ash.
Ash everywhere.
Hallelujah. It's
all
raining.
On my windshield.
When he came to the house, I'm like, what? He said, it's raining ash. Like, it's raining ass?
Yeah, he was about going outside.
Ash. Oh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But we're making this too good.
Well,
we got to make this boring, dog. Come on.
Yeah. Well, you. Let you talk then.
Yeah. Well, you know, all right, this motherfucker right here.
This right here? This shit right here? Mm-hmm. Anyways, yeah. It's crazy because a couple of days ago, they're saying, okay, watch out. Because
Barack Obama question.
How you feel as black man? How you feel as black man?
How many black folks out there? And
I'm thinking that question.
Yeah, yeah. Seriously, dog. Look, every black person I know out there. I was listening to another radio show, very popular radio show. A motherfucking black dude was like, man.
Motherfucking black dude.
Yeah, whatever. It wasn't me, but some other dude was like, yeah, man. These white people asked me, how do you feel that Barack Obama's in? It's like, all right, just it is what it is, man. Just let it be. If it worked the way it is, I'm not attacking you. I'm not attacking you. And this is a public service announcement to all my to my white folks out there. This is a public service announcement. Don't just go running up to just any old black person like, hey, you know, how do you feel that Barack Obama is out there doing this? And blah, blah. It's like, I recognize it. I see it. Yeah. It is what it is. He's doing what he's doing. But at the same time, man, like, I don't want up to every white person I know and be like, you know what? That Warren Buffett, you know, he's quite an achiever.
Fucking George Bush.
You know what I'm saying? How do you feel that Warren Buffett then came out and made billions of dollars? It's like, dude, I feel it. You know, it's the same damn thing. I mean, not so much on the, you know, on the personal struggle side, but I mean, for real, like, you know, just keep your composure, dog. Just keep your composure. If a lot of black people out there, they know it, they see it's happening, they keeping their composure, they're like, all right, we understand that it's happening, we understand where we came from and where we're going with this, the progress that's being made, but for the most part, keep your fucking composure, man. Serious.
Yeah, I agree. Look at you getting all on your high horse.
I'm just saying, man.
Mr. Sharpton.
Making it boring, you know?
Relax, Mr. Sharpton. Hey, you remember saying, do you see Jesse Jackson crying?
Yeah, this motherfucker right there. I was like, oh, this.
He wasn't just like teared up. He was crying his ass off.
Shit, that motherfucker
was, like,
right.
He had like the quivering jaw. He was crying his ass off. All right, let's get a little controversial.
Mm.
As opposed to everything else.
Mm-hmm.
For real. Ready? Mm-hmm. California, Proposition 8.
This motherfucker right here.
Hey.
All right, I'm going to tell you straight up. I'm not going to. All right. Prop 8.
For those of you who don't know,
yeah,
but Proposition 8.
This is big shit out here.
Yeah, in California, Proposition 8 is basically stripping the rights of gay people for not allowing them to marry.
Oh, I can't wait for this. Come on, let's do this, dog.
In the book, the handbook, the the voter handbook, it says the eliminates rights for specific people. That's the way it's worded. It eliminates the rights of these people. Just like telling you, we're going to discriminate against these people if you vote yes.
Right.
And guess what? It passed.
Yes. All right. All right. Okay. Okay. All right. This is a touchy subject for me.
It really, yeah, because he's a homosexual, as you know.
No. It's a touchy subject for me. And I thought we were gonna try and make this show boring.
I'm sorry. Be boring. I'm sorry. Real. All right. Okay, fine, Ski. He's not gay.
This is a touchy subject for me, mainly because
he's bi.
Yeah. That's it. Yeah. All right.
Well, okay. All right.
All right. So this is a touchy subject for me, right? The reason it's a touchy subject for me is because y'all. Okay, I don't go kick it out in West Hollywood every time there's this Halloween thing and all this stuff. I have little gay friends. You know what I'm saying? I don't really have any gay friends. I've worked with gay people. You know, I've worked with a lot of gay people.
You know what I hate?
Really quick, will you let me get this out?
I'm just saying, I hate when people come on saying, "Oh, I have tons of gay friends."
Yeah. I'm gonna tell you straight up. I ain't got no gay friends. I don't know anybody gay. Come on. Yeah, you know, I've worked with some gay people. Ain't got a problem with it. I ain't got no gay friends that I know of. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You know, but if I, hey, whatever. You know. But the most part is, like, the reason it's a touchy subject for me, man, is because if a person is gay and I know they're gay, like, I got hit on by gay dudes. I ain't even gonna lie to y'all.
We did that show.
Big Sexy, he got hit on by, you know, Simon, you know, kind of Simon. But he just wanted to know how big your penis was. I don't know if you can say he hit on you, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But whatever. All right, but anyway, like, there so, but the point is, I really don't give a shit, really.
Yeah, I know. I'm tripping on how all these people that voted yes to strip them of the rights, it's like, how does any of this affect your life?
You know what it is? It basically boils down to, like, I think religion, dog.
95% of it is religion.
Yeah.
But then when you think about it, the other 5% was all the commercials that they did on TV. We're talking about how this is going to affect your kids. Like, maybe one place they, like, taught a kid that, oh, you can marry a guy now.
Now every
commercial was like, oh, you could, how is this going to affect your, maybe it doesn't affect your life, but how is it going to affect your kid's life?
I'm going to tell y'all like straight
kid,
up.
There's a 50-50 chance your kid might be gay.
I'm going to tell you, yeah. look. I'm going to tell you straight up, man. Them gay people are already, like, chances are they're in an apartment right now fucking. Them gay people that you're afraid of.
Yeah.
Fucking sharing their feelings, having a good time, going out for Starbucks, you know, having a good time.
Mojitos.
Not even bothering you right now.
Yeah, but apparently,
it's a big fucking problem that they want to get married. You know what? I'm going to tell you something, too, man. All right. This is the reason why it's a touchy subject. This is another reason why it's a touchy subject. There's two reasons. I didn't even tell y'all why it's a touchy subject yet. Two reasons. And I'm going to tell y'all, man, no matter what y'all say about Skeet, I'm going to tell y'all everything about me that I can tell y'all without telling y'all too much.
Without telling you who.
Yeah. But
without telling you anything. I'm going to tell you everything.
I'm not really big on organized religion. Fuck it. You know what I'm saying? I'm not big on organized religion at all. But I'm going to tell you this, man. There's this chick I know. All right. This bitch used, and whatever, this, I'm going to just speak loosely here. This bitch used to have a relationship with another bitch, okay? And she was, like, getting down with this bitch. They doing their thing, you know. They're gay, and they're doing their thing. All of a sudden, this bitch meets some dude, smooth talker. We'll call him Slick Willie. We'll call this motherfucker Slick Willie, and he's Mormon. This smooth talker is a Mormon. And all of a sudden, this bitch accepts the Mormon religion. And she's like, you know what? I can't believe all the shit I've done in the past. You know, I'm a Mormon now. I'm ready to do this and all this other stuff. But yet, this bitch calls me up one day and she's like, hey, Skeet, you know, Halloween. Let's go down to West Hollywood and let's go kick it. I'm like, you know what? That's not quite my scene. You know, I know it's a big gay hotspot. I really don't want to be over there. She's like, why? You don't want to be around them or something? I'm like, frankly, no. I mean, not like. It's like I just don't want to go over there and hang out if it's not the place for me to hang out, if I don't feel comfortable over there.
It's walking into something that you know what's going to happen.
Yeah, exactly. You know, it's like this. I told her this. I said, you know what? If I invite a chick over my spot at 11:30 at night or any time after that, she better best believe that I'm going to try and get in her drop. Yeah, that's booty call hour.
Yeah, exactly.
You know,
exactly.
So I mean, like, I don't want to go over to West Hollywood when it's booty call hour.
It's like if you call somebody on their birthday, they should expect a happy birthday.
Exactly. Thank you.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. Right, I agree.
Let me get to my point. All right. So the chick ends up going to becoming a Mormon and all this shit, and she's like, all right, I'm Mormon, blah, 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 blah. All right. So this bitch comes in, you know, comes in and she's talking to me and a couple of other folks, and she's like, you know what, you got to vote yes on Prop 8 because they're trying to teach this shit to kids and da-da-da-da-da.
That's so stupid.
And I
pissed me off so
bad. I slowed myself down. I looked at her dead in her face and I said, wait a minute. I was like, you want me to vote yes on that shit? She's like, yeah, I want you to vote yes on that. I was like, wait, slow down. I was like, wasn't you in West Hollywood yesterday? She was like, yeah, I had so much fun. I was kicking it with such and such. I was like, how does your gay friend feel that you're voting yes on this shit? Then this bitch looked me dead in the eye and she was like, you know what? I really don't like to talk about my political views with the people. I'm like,
I hate that shit too. I was like, that's some white people shit.
I was like,
I heard that shit? Dave Chappelle was talking about that shit.
Like, yeah, he did. Dave he did Chappelle bring was
talking
that, about shit up. That shit
on one of his comedy specials. He's like talking to his white friend. His white friend's like, yo, so Bill, who are you gonna vote for? Whoa,
yeah,
I'm talking about that.
Yeah,
but anyway, so I was fucking my wife in the ass.
Yeah, exactly. Like, yeah, yeah.
He's like, yeah, but who are you gonna vote for? Like, whoa, stop getting so personal, bitch.
Yeah. That's real. That's real.
That's some white people. I'm sorry. That's some white people shit.
This bitch was like, she was like, you know what? She was like, I just don't want to talk to him about political beliefs. It's like, oh, so, you know, you don't mind if they can have the same rights as you. You just, you can kick it with them all day. But when you're talking about
getting
rights.
You're going to have some mojitos and some fucking apple teenies with them. Mm-hmm. Which they can't get married to someone.
Yeah, it's like
they can't marry the person they love.
Like, yeah, exactly. Like, you can't have the same rights as me, but we can still kick it.
Yeah.
Exactly. Like, what kind of shit is
we're
that?
We're still cool. Oh, fuck. I fucking hate that.
What kind of shit is that, dog?
That's fucking insane.
And then, shit.
Who cares?
I don't give a
Who
shit.
Who cares?
All right, that was one personal thing.
Go ahead.
The other personal thing is this. All right, so these motherfuckers, you know, all these motherfuckers out there, man, they like.
He's not even drunk right now. He's talking this much.
All these motherfuckers are out there like, you know what? These black people, man, I can't believe them. You know what? Fuck y'all, first of all.
That's why they're saying that it won.
Look.
All the black people that came out to vote for Barack Obama, the majority of them are religious, and that's why they all voted yes on 8.
I'm going to tell you right now.
A lot of people are blaming Barack Obama for that.
I'm going to tell you right now. Skeet may stand on an island on his own with this one. But for all you white people saying it was based on all the black people, fuck you for placing blame. Yeah. We still don't make up that much in California.
Well, all the new voters that came out.
Hey, still, fuck you for placing blame. And for those black people that did vote, hey, come on, for real? Like, if most of y'all motherfuckers go to church, let's not lie.
Yeah,
there's a big chunk of y'all motherfuckers that go to church.
That, yeah.
That's why y'all voted, and y'all was like, oh, I can't. But let's keep it real on another tip, too. I ain't been to church in a while, but I know damn well the motherfuckers that's probably playing tambourine in your church.
Yes.
You know, the motherfuckers that you pretend that ain't gay.
Oh, yeah,
the motherfuckers that you'd be like that motherfucker. Oh, you know what I'm saying? The motherfucker
dancing and snapping his fingers and shit. Yeah, please.
That motherfucker is probably gay. And
most likely he's gay.
Yeah.
He really is.
Yeah. So, I mean.
Overall, I mean, wrap it up. Overall,
it's just a personal thing. I ain't got nothing wrong with it.
It's like, yeah, exactly. It amazed me how much people made this personal.
Yeah.
When it didn't affect anybody whatsoever.
Seriously, man.
Nobody's going to teach your kids how to.
You know what?
Anal rape some dude.
All right. Let's bring it to today then. Let's bring it to today. Right now, what's today's date?
15th, November 15th.
All right, we talking about whether gays should get married, yet half of California is burning up in a fire right now.
Yeah, I know. Yeah,
why can we vote about, you know,
getting more funds to get some more?
Get them fucking planes, dog.
There were no planes. There was like one plane dropping water and shit.
Yeah,
they only had 1,400 firefighters in the whole fucking state of California.
I can turn on the TV right now, as of today, and look at these firefighters trying to put out a fucking flame on what could be Oprah's house in Yorba Linda or whatever.
Save Oprah's house.
Yeah, yeah, or Rob Lowe, you know.
Everybody else.
Yeah, exactly. But the trip is, you know, is that really where our focus is? You know what I'm saying?
I mean, well, it depends on who you ask, obviously.
I'm saying, man, I mean, like, these gays can't get married. Let's fuck around and talk about, like, why. Well, let's spend $25 million to talk about how gays can't get married. But yet, oh, shit, we can't put out these fires. We're having a little shortage here. Money is short. Money's tight. We can't afford these planes. Like, son of a bitch, for real?
I mean, I seen a quote from, what you call it, Arnold Schwarzenegger talking about, wow, this is pretty crazy. He's like, whoa. This is a state of an emergency now.
Yeah.
Like you could have fucking planned this ahead of time.
And look, man.
See all that dry bush around all these hills and shit.
What happened last year, man? These motherfuckers were like, oh,
every
man.
Year, this shit, we talked about
every
that, too.
Every fucking
And this
year.
Shit happens every year. I'll be honest, this is the craziest I've ever seen it.
Yeah.
But every year, there's some there's something that happens like
these
this.
Motherfuckers be like, oh man, you know what, we got to be more prepared. You know, Governor Schwarzenegger, I looked at him last year looking on this thing like, man, you're Terminator, you're Predator Hunter. This motherfucker, that, what else did he do? Like Conan the Barbarian.
Twins.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? His dopest movie ever. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. This motherfucker was on the news like, man, you know what?
Jingle all the way.
We gotta do this. We gotta do that. We're gonna get these planes next year. They're gonna pick up half the ocean and put it on the fire. You know, we're gonna get these big ass trucks and shit.
This is officially the longest episode ever, by the way.
Yet California is burning up. Like gonorrhea in this bitch.
Yeah, I know. Got the clap.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And Skeeting Big Sexy is right in the middle of it, bringing it to you.
I agree 1,000%. I mean, we were talking about that shit earlier. I mean, there's like two helicopters and one plane for like the whole Southern California area.
Yeah.
Only 1,400. I mean, I guess that's a lot, but 1,400 for like fucking acres and acres and miles worth of burning bush.
And the cast that's listening to us out there, you know, the motherfuckers that think we, that don't. Let me tell you like this, man. This is another thing, man. These motherfuckers that think that we underestimate ourselves, that may be listening to us in those huge ass houses like yeah, all right, man, yeah. These motherfuckers, you know, all they do is drink and don't do shit. I'm gonna just tell y'all this, man, without even saying too much, man, based on me looking at the TV right now, I feel you.
Yeah.
And that's all I can say. Yeah. Shit. That's all I can say. Yeah, exactly.
What you gonna do now?
Yeah.
Yeah, what you gonna do?
All right,
that's
then.
31 minutes, by the way.
Hey, but by the way, before we get into anything else that's
before
not
serious. Before you pay your insurance on your burnt house.
Yes. And hopefully you got that disaster insurance or fire insurance or whatever.
Go ahead. We were talking about that too. Yeah. I wonder if that's the same. I don't think it's the same.
Well, you
I
know.
I think fire insurance is one thing. Disaster insurance is another thing. So there might be some people who are fucked.
But save some money for porn.
Yeah. Porn is more important.
Yes.
I mean, if you're feeling really shitty or bad about yourself, go rub one out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Uh-huh.
You'll forget about everything for about 3.5 minutes.
Yeah, squeeze that bitch off. Just squeeze it off.
You'll of course, afterwards, you'll feel like shit.
Yeah.
You'll feel, you know,
reality a hit.
You'll feel dirty, and then you'll realize you're homeless.
Yeah, you're
other than that,
your fantasy bitch will leave your mind.
Yeah. Fantasy life, your fantasy home, whatever. Either way, go to adamandeve.com, put in promo code
THEBUSH,
and get 50% off everything in the store. That's toys, movies, games, lube, condoms, lingerie, everything.
Yes.
Literally everything.
All right, y'all know where we came from. I'm sorry I spoke too much, but I just had to get some shit off my chest.
Peace.